This is an RNIB talking book.
Notes from a Small Island by Bill Bryson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. My first sight of England was on a foggy March night in 1973, when I arrived on the midnight ferry from Calais. For 20 minutes the terminal area was aswarm with activity, as cars and lorries poured forth, customs people did their duties, and everyone made for the London Road. Then abruptly all was silence, and I wandered through sleeping low-lit streets threaded with fog, just like in a Bulldog Drummond movie. It was rather wonderful having an English town all to myself. The only mildly dismaying thing was that all the hotels and guest houses appeared to be shut up for the night. I walked as far as the rail station, thinking I'd catch a train to London, but the station, too, was dark and shuttered. I was standing, wondering what to do, when I noticed a grey light of television filling an upstairs window of a guest house across the road. Hooray, I thought, someone awake, and hastened across, planning humble apologies to the kindly owner for the lateness of my arrival, and imagining a cheery conversation which included the line, "Oh, but I couldn't possibly ask you to feed me at this hour. No, honestly." "Well, if you're quite sure it's no trouble, then perhaps just a roast beef sandwich and a large dill pickle, with perhaps some potato salad and a bottle of beer." The front path was pitch dark, and in my eagerness and unfamiliarity with British doorways, I tripped.